Hello and welcome to the first official episode of Organic Phrases Podcast. Thank you for joining me today. So before we start, I want to get into why I'm making this podcast. So the main reason is I love learning. I really do. It's one of my favorite things is just to learn new things. This has driven me to listen to a lot of podcasts that are educational and that teach you something, be it history, politics, science. A lot of my inspiration has come from this one called Radiolab, a beautifully produced and amazing podcast. Teaches you science and policy and politics and sports and anything you can think of, and they make it sound so interesting. It's amazing. So that's kind of where my inspiration has come from. Just I want to share with the world what I'm learning and see if I can teach you guys something. It's an interesting concept. It was how I was introduced to podcasts was through Radiolab. But yeah, thanks for being here and thanks for listening. So today we're going to be talking about Maine summer. It's short. It's a short season. I come from Virginia, and which is about mid-coast of the eastern seaboard, and the summers are hotter, longer, and humid. But I came to Maine, and the summers are a couple months. It's not very long. It's still pretty chilly until like mid-June, and then it kind of heats up. So where is Maine? Maine is the tippy top of the eastern United States. So right up the northern tip. Because of Maine's geographical location, it's not really the best place for farming. The seasons are just too short, which is something I guess I knew, but you never really like grasp these things until you think about it in a specific context or you experience it. Even up until I started my job on the farm, I never really got how little time you have to grow plants in the summer of Maine. So to give a little background, frosts can last up until about May, some like mid-April usually, but it can happen until May in Maine. And so that's when, what frost is, the icy ground. And then they come back around September, which leaves you something like 140 days to grow plants. That's not a lot of time. Seeds have a certain amount of time that it takes for the plant to get to a mature state where you can harvest them. Radishes are about 26 days, which is really quick for a plant. That's no time at all. And then there's some that are over 100 days. Not many, but some. There's several that are up to 90. So when you add this in to the short season, it doesn't leave you a lot of time for mistakes. So I came into the job a little bit late. I didn't start until, I think, like May 23rd or something. So you got to be there right at the beginning of May if you're going to start seeding. So I didn't start until like a week after that, or something like that, which didn't leave me a lot of time to make mistakes. And because of this, when we had a drought at the beginning of the summer, it kind of hit me hard. It kind of hit the beds I was working with hard. There was some delayed germination, some failed germination. And germination is when the seed starts to become a plant. The seed sort of breaks open, and then the first little leaves emerge. And that's what germination is. It's when it pokes out of the ground and there's a little seedling. So we had some plants that didn't germinate, some that germinated late, but either way, it wasn't good for us. And because of these issues, there was a decision that needed to be made, and that was either you till the plants under and start over, or you can wait to see how it goes. Now, one may think, yeah, let's wait. Let's see how these plants are doing. I see a couple in there that are looking good. And that's what I was thinking. Oh, hey, look, those look good. Let's wait and see if they all look like that eventually. But that's not always the right decision because this time some of them didn't get better, some got worse. And that waiting, it made it so that the plants, the beds weren't as productive. And it's hard to make that decision because you're putting this work into the plants. And so you want to see them succeed. And so when they don't, it makes it hard to get rid of them, to kill them. So for lack of a better word, you're killing the plant. So it makes it hard to do that. These are your babies. You put them in the ground, especially for me, it was my first season. And so that it was hard to do, but the decision was made. And then due to some indecision, the beds kind of went to weeds because I was indecisive and then I got busy and it was a lot. But now I'm working in the back fields more where there's more productive beds and I have the help of other people. My coworkers, my boss, we're all working together back there to create a productive system. And it feels more productive and a better use of the time. This is just a reality of Maine sometimes. Some plants don't produce, and then you've got to just put new ones in the ground. And that's just how it is. It's a tough decision, but it needs to be made. This is somebody's livelihood a lot of times. Now, this is in no way a discouraging thing to me. It's just one other thing I had to learn. I'm still want to be a farmer. I don't know if it'll be in Maine, but I still want to be a farmer even if I have to make decisions like that. And I kind of am enjoying the way I'm learning on the farm, which is sort of trial by fire. I'm allowed to fail and make sometimes not the greatest decisions, but it helps you learn. If you make a mistake, you're definitely going to remember that mistake a lot better than if somebody just told you what to do. You'll know for next time a lot better. Now, Maine summers are a beautiful time, and so I don't want to give the impression that summer is by any means a negative thing. And as evidence of this, the poem that we're going to have today is called The Summer Day. Now, this is a poem by Mary Oliver, and the first time I heard it was in creative writing class, freshman year in college. I think it was winter when I heard it, and it just sort of spoke to me. It's such a warm feeling it gives you. It just, and, or maybe not everybody, but me it does. It fills my head with images of sitting in a field of grass and just enjoying the breeze on a warm day, not a care in the world, maybe alone with just the rustling in the trees, or maybe with some quiet conversation with somebody you love. But here's the poem, The Summer Day by Mary Oliver. Who made the world? Who made the swan and the black bear? Who made the grasshopper? This grasshopper, I mean. The one who has flung herself out of the grass. The one who is eating sugar out of my hand. Who is moving her jaws back and forth instead of up and down. Who is gazing around with her enormous and complicated eyes. Now she lifts her pale forearms and thoroughly washes her face. Now she snaps her wings open and floats away. I don't know exactly what a prayer is. I do know how to pay attention, how to fall down into the grass, how to kneel down in the grass, how to be idle and blessed, how to stroll through the fields, which is what I have done all day. Tell me, what else should I have done? Doesn't everything die at last and too soon? Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? Now, I don't know about you, But I absolutely adore this poem. It just gives me images of pastures and fields, which is like one of my favorite things. Like, so I have such an idyllic vision of pastures, and it's just such a beautiful thing in my mind. It's the way the wind turns the grass into waves, or the way the breeze sounds in the trees with the birds and sometimes even the insects. Just the openness and the way that you can see so much sky and the way the treetops are swaying. I just love it so much. And that's just sort of all the images that this poem has brought into my mind. Another fascinating aspect, at least to me, is the last couple of lines, like, what do you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? It's like our lives are so crazy sometimes, so hectic, and we have so much going on and our time is so precious. But here Mary Oliver is talking about being in a field and just playing with a grasshopper, just walking around fields all day. Like, that sounds incredible. So with that, thank you. Thank you for listening. Why don't you go and walk through a field? Enjoy the summer day, and I'll talk to you next week. If you want to leave comments or have any questions, you can contact us at organicphrases@gmail.com or on Twitter @organicphrases. Send us your favorite poem. Give us a suggestion on what you want to hear. I love hearing from you. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you next week. Bye, guys.